Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, there's been criticism today that long-awaited affordable housing developments in North Dublin, which have been offered for sale, are anything but affordable. Some people purchasing the first affordable homes in the Oscar Traynor Road scheme in Dublin City could pay up to €475,000 for a three-bedroom home. Well, Social Democrats TD Cian O'Callaghan says that the affordable homes are anything but, and he joins us now. And Cian, you're welcome. In terms of what you know about this scheme, how many homes are on offer and are they all being priced at €475,000?
Well, there's a range of different homes on offer, and the three beds are up to a price of €475,000. It is possible for people to avail of a shared equity with that they can pay back at a later stage. But to think that the price of an affordable home is almost €500,000, I don't think anyone would accept that is what an affordable home should be priced at. That's above the median price of a home in Dublin, for example, and it's above the price of a new build home done by the private sector as calculated by the Society of Chartered Surveyors. So it really doesn't make sense to have this form of delivery. And these were public lands, remember, that were effectively sold to a developer. So it doesn't make sense to try and deliver affordable housing on publicly owned lands by selling the land to a private developer, and we ending up with these kinds of prices. And in contrast, we're seeing when affordable housing is done on a not-for-profit basis, by Ocúlán, for example, in Dublin, it's coming in at just under €300,000. So that's a very sizable difference, and I think it shows that this model of delivery is highly flawed.
So under this model of delivery and under the law, affordable homes, when they're brought to the market, must be 15% below market rates. And what is happening in this particular instance, we're being told by Dublin City Council, is that the prices being asked for these new homes in Oscar Traynor Road, they're discounted by 18 to 20%. So they've actually gone beyond the legislative requirement.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the problem, is that if we're thinking of affordable housing as just a discount off heavily spiralling out of control full market prices, I don't think that's actually a model that works well for us. Affordable housing, if it's done well, shouldn't just be good for the individuals and families that are lucky enough to buy that affordable home. It should actually have a stabilising effect on calming prices overall. And the problem with this approach is that prices are just going up and up, and then affordable housing is just a discount off, very high house prices. We're now, in terms of house prices, we're well above the Celtic Tiger peak, and we're seeing very heavy house price inflation. And it seems that the government's approach generally just seems to be increasing house prices rather than trying to bring stability in. So what we should be doing is what's been proven to work, is an not-for-profit way of delivering affordable housing that strips out certain costs. It strips out sales and marketing costs, but it also, if you're doing it on a not-for-profit basis on a low risk, you might get lower financing costs, so lower interest rates, and you're also stripping out.
And who would deliver that?
Well, for example, one of the organisations that I've been interacting with in recent times is Ocúlán, who, for example, have planning permission for hundreds of affordable homes that they want to deliver. They've been asking for some assistance with early stage finance so they can get those projects off the ground. They're not getting
so
that assistance.
So they have the capacity to deliver on a much bigger scale, because hundreds of homes is great, but obviously we need a much, much bigger scale than that. So, because I imagine one of the reasons the government, now we did ask for a government rep today and no one was available, but one of the reasons the government might have been attracted to this particular scheme is that the private sector is delivering the homes at a discount, and that is one way to get homes on the market. So is there anyone else outside of the private sector, do you think, that could deliver at scale?
No, I think we can deliver at scale, and that's what we should be trying to do. And,
so
and just
who would do it at scale?
Well just to give you the example, for example, when Ocúlán build affordable purchase homes, they are using private contractors to build those homes. Just like most social housing that has been built in this history, the state has been built mostly, not in every instance, has been built by private builders contracted. When the Land Development Agency is building, it's private contractors as well. But they're not private developers. So, a private builder makes their margin and stuff, but then you have a private developer, if they're running the project, is making their margin on top of that again. Mm. And that's the bit that if we can cut out, that we can get delivery on.
Is that a state building company that you're talking about?
Well, we did, of course. In the past, we had the National Building Agency that was actually building a lot of homes in Ireland on a not-for-profit basis, and a lot of that was actually quite successful, and that was certainly done in the past. And yeah. There's no reason
We have seen, haven't we? We'll say, for example, with the delivery of the Children's Hospital, the state doesn't exactly, in recent times at least, have a stellar record when it comes to delivering, you know, public buildings at an affordable price.
Yeah, and I have to say that's, you know, one of the reasons I advocate the not-for-profit, you know, model is that I don't think it should all rest on the state. If you have not-for-profit housing associations, we've many of them, but if you build up that capacity and you build up that sector, as has been done in other European countries, you get a third sector of housing delivery. So you have the private sector doing, you know, full market price. You have the state delivery in terms of social housing. But if you have a strong third sector, not-for-profit sector, doing affordable housing, that gives you extra capacity.
And how long then would it take to build that capacity in the not-for-profit sector to deliver the scale of housing that we need? Tens of thousands of extra homes.
Yeah, and we do need tens of thousands of extra homes. There's no question about it. But the not-for-profit sector can use existing capacity in terms of private contractors. So if the obstacles to them delivering, such as access to early stage finance, were removed, then they could scale up quite quickly. And, you know, a key point in this is that, you know, they want to be able to do more. They've said if they can get a small bit of the kind of, the kind of supports that the private developers have gotten for affordable housing, if they can get a small bit of that, they'd be able to deliver at a much larger, larger scale.
Okay, so say that was running as you say, a third pillar to the delivery of housing. Would you also be supportive of this affordable housing type delivery that we're seeing here? We have a texter in saying, is it more honest to call affordable housing subsidised housing? And maybe that's a more accurate reflection of actually what it is, subsidised housing. But would you be supportive of that as another form of delivery?
I think we need to. I don't think this kind of private sector delivery of so-called affordable homes at almost €500,000 is affordable housing. So I just don't think that is working. I don't really see what there's a huge benefit to it. It seems to be to clock up numbers so that, you know, the government would say, well, we've this number of affordable homes, but it's not actually delivering housing at an affordable level. And then it's not having that effect of calming overall house prices, that wider effect as well. So I don't think this form of very expensive delivery of so-called affordable housing is helping us.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you for joining us. That's Cian O'Callaghan, Social Democrats TD. You can let us know what you think to 51551.